All right, so Lauren, your turn.
You get in the hot seat.
In the hot seat. There you go. And you get a chance to tell us life for Lauren. And I know Smith is your current last name, married name?
Married name.
Married name. So I won't be asking what life was like for Lauren Smith, actually, Lauren, somebody else.
Yes. Maiden name was Eldridge. Okay. Let's see. I grew up in the Augusta area in Columbia County. So born and raised here. Never went anywhere. Went to high school at Greenbrier High School. Then I went to college at Augusta State University. And I got my bachelor's degree in marketing.
Okay.
So with my family being here, I never really wanted to relocate. You know, it was important to me to keep my family close. And I love the Augusta area, so there was really no desire for me to leave. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I ended up marrying my high school sweetheart. So awesome. I really didn't want to leave because of him. So right out of college, I was, you know, lucky enough to get a position that was related to my degree. I was the marketing director for Fort Gordon Federal Credit Union, was the name at the time, out on post. And I was there for several years and just thought, you know, it was time for a new step, a new direction, and just started looking, and I applied for the position at the airport. Now, if you would have asked me, you know, years ago, if I was going to work for an airport, I probably would have told you no. But, you know, it's not, unfortunately, I didn't grow up with a passion for aviation like a lot of my, you know, colleagues and coworkers have. But I love my job. I love my airport family. The aviation industry is fun and exciting. And I just, you know, want to continue growing in that industry. I really enjoy what I do.
And you're serving currently as communications coordinator?
Communications manager.
Manager. Mm-hmm. What does that job entail?
I have a fun job. I get to do the fun stuff. I deal with media relations, customer relations. Something we'll, you know, talk about upcoming is community involvement. We do a lot of community events, and a lot of those programs I oversee. So I get to do all the fun stuff, give tours of the airport to little kids. So
awesome. Yeah.
I love it.
I know they get a kick out of those tours.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's such a great thing that we're able to provide those opportunities for children, especially in our area. I found that so many kids don't have the opportunity to fly. So even coming out to the airport and seeing a plane take off is fun and exciting for them, yeah. Which makes me even more excited each time. So, you know,
I love
providing
that. That's a good point. You know what? I remember when I was a child, mm-hmm. and this was before, you know, you had all the security issues that we have now. Mm-hmm. And on occasion, my mother would just take my sisters and me to the airport, and we would just find a comfortable seat and mm-hmm. just watch the planes take off. We'd watch them land.
Exactly.
Watch them uh-huh. take off. And that was exciting to us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think I took my first flight until I was a teenager. You know, so my dad, he always traveled for work. So I was always out at the airport, but I never got to see anything behind the scenes like the kids get to do today. Yeah. You know, when I get to take them on these tours, we mm-hmm. get to go out on airside, you know, close to an aircraft so they can see that and get like a front row view of an aircraft taking off or landing. So
are there any, I know security is much tighter now than mm-hmm. it used to be, but that said, are there any instances where a child can, or the children, whether it's a large tour, small tour, whatever mm-hmm. it might be, can actually board a plane that's not going to be going anywhere for a while, or is that really off limits now?
We can coordinate it a lot of times with our normal small tours that I do, just because of the time restriction, they're not given access to board a plane. But there have been events in the past that we have done where we've worked with the airlines and we do have a plane that is sitting there for a few hours that they've allowed the kids to board, and you know, we'll have a pilot or co-pilot or flight attendant come out and they'll stand up and do their little normal spill that they do, you know, about security, and they'll pass out peanuts to them and all that fun stuff and make it fun for them. So it just depends on the situation, you know.
Okay.
We have a good relationship with the airlines, which are technically our tenants. So
gotcha.
They are, you know, always more than willing to work with us for community events as well.
Gotcha. And Herbert, mm-hmm. you are serving as executive director at the Augusta Regional Airport.
Yes.
I know you spent some time in Marine Aviation. You did some things in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
What was able to get you to the path where eventually it led to your current position?
I started working in airports in the early 90s at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's really what propelled me, I guess, to this point. So I started working in operations. I was promoted. I got to work in several areas of the airport. So I've worked in ground transportation and facilities. I've worked as their operations manager. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I was promoted to the executive level as the assistant aviation director. So I've that was kind of my career track. So I've just kind of grown and had a diverse, different diverse jobs in the airport arena, and also earned some certifications and accreditations in airports, and had some leadership opportunities. So it has just been, I guess, a trajectory up to this point.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of your primary responsibilities as executive director?
That's a great question. as executive director, I'm overall responsible for the day-to-day operation of the airport. So that includes the, you know, security, safety, the fiscal aspects of the airport. A lot of things that I deal with, and that is community relations, working with the various commissions here locally. So those types of things, business development, and again, every aspect of the day-to-day operation of the airport.
It sounds like it's something that I'm sure you enjoy, but it sounds like it keeps you busy.
It does. That's a great point. I've been on the job now for about a month and a half, and it seems, remember the that movie, I forgot what it was, but that you cycled through the day like Groundhog's Day.
Mm-hmm.
My life feels like that movie, Groundhog's Day, so it's like, every time I look up, it's like I'm waking up and I'm starting the next day. But every day has been very busy and very full, but very fulfilling. I've enjoyed it so far.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And coming from Charlotte, you're talking different sized cities. And what is it that gives airports, particularly when they're not huge, like Hartsfield-Jackson, like JFK, you're talking on this regional level. How do the airports develop their personalities, their culture? And you get to there and you say, well, this is what I expect when I get to that airport. This is what I'm looking for when I go to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I think every airport has a culture. You know, for example, Atlanta is very large. They are the busiest airport in the world, which they tout quite a bit. They have a diversity in terms of international as well as domestic routes in Atlanta. You know, you go to Atlanta and you get a certain feel in terms of the way that the checkpoints are configured, in terms of the way that the land side or the outside of the airport is configured. You have the people mover or the train system in Atlanta that moves you from one concourse to the other. So those types of amenities or those types of things in the airport kind of give you kind of a flavor. Whereas where I was in Charlotte, one of the things that people talk about a lot in Charlotte is they have rocking chairs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates kind of that Southern charm that kind of puts you in more of a relaxed mode. So people talk about the rocking chairs all the time in that particular airport. And you can go on and on. I mean, every airport, you're right, they have a unique flavor. And not just the airport, but also the city or the community that the airport is in also adds to the flavor of the airport, and sometimes very literally, and sometimes more sometimes it's not as obvious, but on the literal sense, you know, you go to an airport in Orlando, for example, with the Disney theme, or Las Vegas, you know, you go in the airport and you've got slot machines right there in the airport. So, so some airports you get that regional flavor of what's going on in the community. And Even our airport being a smaller airport, you know, we definitely have certain themes to the airport. You know, our terminal building is built in a certain way to reflect some of the history in this region. And also just, again, you also have the flavor of the the hospitality or the types of people that are in the region, and it's important to convey that in your customer service approach at your airport.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, one of the things that I've noticed about the Augusta Regional Airport is that even though it's all about business, it feels so personal each time I go through there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking more about air travel. Want you to be ready to do some calculating. Herbert Judon Jr., Lawrence Smith, and I will be right back.